Dr. Kirk Heinze is host of the environmental segment The Greening of the Great Lakes on WKAR's MSU Today. His conversations are an occasional feature here on Current State as well. Dr. Heinze recently attended the Michigan Recycling Coalition's conference in Kalamazoo. He met there with numerous environmental leaders and policymakers, including Mark Lichtenstein, president and CEO of the National Recycling Coalition. The two recorded this discussion, summarizing Lichtenstein's views on local, national, and global recycling efforts.
I don't think we're doing well enough. We're probably at, arguably, around a 35% recycling rate in this country, which is pretty good, but it's pretty plateaued. You can look back last 10 years, and it really hasn't gravitated that much from that number. So my theme this morning was embracing impatience and that we need a paradigm shift. Now, paradigm is a cliche. Everybody uses it, but we have to be thinking about this in a different way. Now, let me just step back and talk about internationally for a second. We're doing really well compared to some of the developing world where I've done work in Belize and Central America. And some of the marine debris issues I'm seeing, it's very deplorable, and I'm really concerned about the impact of waste on the environment.
You speak about the Caribbean. That's interesting. I've done a little traveling in the Caribbean myself. You get quite a range there, as you well know. I mean, you get countries like Costa Rica that seem to be moving in a better direction, and then you've got other countries where absolutely nothing's being done.
Yeah, and you look at some of these countries, I agree with you on that analysis. There just isn't the infrastructure. Now, having said those negative things, I have seen some wonderful pockets of progressive, and I want to stop using the term waste, by the way, because these are really materials. They have value. And so I've seen some pockets of places around our country and internationally where people get that. So communities who are doing a great job collecting materials and recycling, where they're worried about putting food on their tables, but yet they're recycling in a way that we can take back here to the States and say, hey, if they can do it in Brazil in a slum in Rio de Janeiro, don't tell me you can't do it here.
You know, that's excellent. I mean, those who've traveled a lot internationally, as you have, there's so much that we can learn if we just keep open minds as we travel around the globe. Can you give us a couple more examples? You mentioned Rio, other places, other pockets, not only internationally, but maybe two or three right here in the United States that serve as those paradigm examples that you just mentioned.
Yeah, so let me start internationally and then I'll come here to the U.S. It's funny, I was just talking to somebody about Japan. If you went to Japan, you would see programs where they're separating into dozens of different categories in their households. They're cutting, like our milk cartons, we call them aseptic containers, cutting them into little pieces and flattening them out and have 12 different containers. That's pretty extreme. Are we going to see something like that in this country? Not on my life, you know. So it's, you know, we have a behavior of convenience in the United States, and we need to understand that and figure out how to work with it. So some pockets, some other realistic pockets internationally, I'm seeing some neat things in San Juan, Puerto Rico, really impoverished communities, but yet doing some cool things with recycling. British Virgin Islands, there's this woman on the British Virgin Islands on Tortola. It's just amazing, and I want to get her to other communities. And some of the countries along the Mesoamerican Reef, which is the second largest reef system in the world, so part of the Yucatan in Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, some communities there that are really getting this. So, and there are many, many more. In the United States, clearly the Pacific Northwest. You know, we always point out Portland and Seattle, California, San Francisco, but there's some great stuff happening right here in Michigan. I met a lady upstairs. I can't remember the county, but there's some really cool stuff happening here, and there are pockets along the East Coast as well where you see this.
My guest is Mark Lichtenstein. He is the president and CEO of the National Recycling Coalition. What do we have to do in the United States to get that rate up? I mean, what are, from your perspective, what are two or three key priorities?
I think we need to use universities more than we do right now. So I also work at a university in Syracuse, New York. We need different materials than we have now. We need a change in the packaging and type of materials. Let's get away from this debate about how to recycle or should we ban materials. I mean, those are probably needed decisions and policy decisions. So let's step back and put the power of our industry and creativity in the United States towards changing the type of materials we have, designing for the environment, designing for reduction, and designing for recycling. So that's one. We need to do more there. I talked about consumerism. Everybody wants to attack consumers, and let's change consumer behaviors. That's really hard to do. But it is still something we need to look at. So we need to let people know when you throw something to that place called away, there is no such place. So if people understand that, ask people, where does the water go when it goes down a drain? Most people probably don't know. It's up to us to make sure they know that there are impacts along the way. And I think when people start to see that there are impacts, they will change behavior. I mean, you'll start to make incremental gains. There are many things I could give you, but the third, and then we always go back to this, but we got to work with the children. The children are our primary. First of all, they're going to be the consumers of tomorrow, but who's going to change parents? Is it going to be me, Mark Lichtenstein, changing somebody's attitude after, you know, they've been steeped in it for decades, or is it going to be their kid nagging them?
Well, Mark, you mentioned that your day job is with a university in Syracuse, New York. I've spent quite a bit of time at the university level myself. I mean, one has to be encouraged. Students are no longer coming, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're not coming to a university as freshmen saying, let's get some recycling programs started or alternative energy. They're saying, where is it?
You are so right about that. You know, I am so sick of hearing people say, kids these days, because I think we all say that. Every generation says that. Well, I'm going to tell you about kids these days. I am really heartened by it, and I have a sense of renewed vigor with the young adults and the teenagers that I encounter, because you're right. They're coming, and they're demanding, you know, these kind of sustainability efforts, and they're smart, and they're creative, and they're thinking, and this is another cliche, but they're thinking out of the box, where we're kind of still stuck in the old way of doing things, and we recreate all these old technologies and ways of doing things, where these kids, so-called quote-unquote kids, are coming with completely new ways of thinking. And the other thing they bring is really good knowledge of how to use social media, and that's going to be our key. It's just more effectively use social media.
You noticed my producer, Russ White, nodding his head. I mean, on the power of social media, there's no question about that. But beyond the behaviors that you just mentioned, Mark, and you alluded to it earlier, we're talking about changing. You mentioned Japan, where there's a real culture of sustainability over there. Do you think that these younger generations can actually create that kind of ethos? Because we have pockets of it in the United States, like you said, in the Northwest, et cetera. But it's one thing to do the behavior. It's another thing to embrace the broader ethos.
Yeah, you know, we live in a polarized society for sure, right? And so we have to understand that. So the answer I have is yes. I think it's going to be the younger generation that's going to help us change that ethos. But at the same time, so it's going to be more activism. It's going to be more demands on policy changes that governments need to make. So the pressure will come from these groups. At the same time, those of us that have been around a while, and we always end up making the environmental case for recycling first, we better start to understand we're part of a supply chain. We're part of a business chain. We need to enter the argument with a business case first. And I'm an environmentalist, but I have to understand that I'm playing a key role in the economy. And when I start making the business case, there are going to be other sectors of society that might listen to me a little more than if I come in and say the sky is falling.
And you've seen a lot of plans for recycling, not only around the country, but around the globe. What's your gut reaction to what you know about Governor Snyder's plan and what the Michigan DEQ is doing here in Michigan?
I think that's great, doubling a rate to 30%. I would say let's go even farther. So there is this, there's this thing called zero waste. I don't know if you've heard of this before, but there is a defined goal for zero waste. It's 90% diversion from landfills and waste energy facilities, but by some time certain in the future. And it literally could be decades. So if we're looking at what this governor is proposing as a phased approach towards even higher diversion rates in the future, I'm all for that because I think we do need to get to that higher level. And we need to look at governors like that and kind of highlight them for the rest of the country and say, this is the way it's being done. We have some of that happening in New York State as well, and Puerto Rico is another example of some progressive governments working on these issues too.
Well, interesting, too. This is a governor who's a former business person, also sits on a couple of nature conservancies, but he really gets the link that you mentioned earlier between business and environment.
Yeah, when I went to school back in the 1980s, in the same school I now work for, we were taught the economy and business is on one end of the spectrum and the environment is on the other, and those two shall not meet. And that is not the case at all, right? We have to figure out where that common ground is.
Well, I've been talking with Mark Lichtenstein. He is the president and CEO of the National Recycling Coalition. Mark, thanks for taking some time to be on Greening the Great Lakes.